This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. In Genesis 5:21 through 24, we read of a man called Enoch. Not much detail is recorded concerning this man, but we do know that he was the seventh generation from Adam, and that he was the father of Methuselah. Methuselah, of course, was the oldest man in the Bible, living to be 969 years old. By comparison, Enoch was a young man living on this earth only 365 years. But the most remarkable thing about Enoch was that he never died. The record says in Genesis 5, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." In the New Testament, we find this explanation given. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5. Here was a man whose life was so pleasing to his heavenly Father that he was permitted to bypass death. Elijah was the only other person who was allowed to leave this world without dying. 2 Kings chapter 2. Here is evidence for us that there is something beyond this world. Heaven is a real place for real people. Enoch and Elijah were real men who went directly there. In the verses where we read about Enoch, there are several things revealed about his character. First, we find that Enoch walked with God. We may be sure that this man sought to avoid all forms of evil while walking with God, because companionship with Jehovah would have to be in the paths of righteousness. Walking with God requires going in God's direction. Had Enoch been unwilling to keep his heart and life in harmony with God's will, Enoch could not have walked with God. Neither can we. Those who walk with God are those who live godly lives. The Bible says that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. We also find that Enoch was a man of faith. It was by faith that he was changed, Hebrews 11 tells us. If we are going to walk with God, then that walk must be by faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Let us understand, however, what by faith means. To be guided merely by what we feel to be right is not walking by faith. Romans 10:17 teaches that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. True faith, therefore, is based on God's Word. Truly, to walk by faith is to believe God's Word and to live in harmony with it. Finally, we read that Enoch, before his translation, had this testimony, that he pleased God. Of all the things that might be said, no better or greater tribute could be given. Here was a man whose life could be summarized in these three important words. He pleased God. By modern standards, Enoch lived in very primitive times. Still, his character was such that even in our modern age, we would do well to imitate him. We do not expect to be taken away from this world without dying, not unless the Lord comes while we are yet alive. But like Enoch, we can please God and walk with him. We walk with him by faith when we learn from his word and follow that word faithfully. And if we do this, we are assured that we will be pleasing to him, and this will result in an eternal reward. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2, verse 25.